Time now to talk with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And coach, another big win for you guys and also an important milestone for you and your staff. Talk about the win first, and then I want to talk a little bit about the milestone.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Rick. Yeah, we came out strong in the game against Fian. I think Phil Stacey counted 5 shots in the first shift of the game for us that we had on their net. None went in initially, but we ended up cracking their goalie in the first and building, I think, a 3-0 lead in the first period and had a pretty significant shot advantage. So, yeah, the boys came ready to play.
You know, one other thing I've been noticing when I look at the rosters is who's contributing. And it's really something. I look at your roster, you got 20 kids who've scored at least 1 point. So that shows that you're getting a lot out of everybody.
We're balanced. We do not rely on one, singular person to carry the offensive load. It's really spread out amongst all 4 lines. Every line contributed last night. That's been the key to our success is balance. And, you know, teams that are able to focus on one particular player sometimes shut you down from an offensive standpoint. But when you're rolling 4 lines and everybody can contribute, it's difficult for our opponents just to focus on one player.
Is there a player, Coach, is there a player across the league or across your schedule on the opposition that you have, I don't want to say worried about, but focused on or concerned with or give a special attention to? Has there been a player like that here and there?
Yeah, no, there are certain players in the state that you're aware of and that teams kind of rely heavily on. So when we do play those teams, obviously we know when that person gets the puck, we want to kind of engage on that person and take away their space. So, thankfully, that's not how our team is built, but I've had teams in the past that rely heavily on a few guys. So it just depends what you have in the mix for your group.
Yeah, and I would imagine, you know, it cycles around at times, too. Okay, your record is outstanding. You're still at number one in D1. We'll talk about CM in a minute here, but let's get down to business, Coach. 300 wins as a high school hockey coach. That's just incredible. What are your feelings about that? I know that you're still involved. You're still a young guy. You've got a long way to go. But hitting that milestone, what's it mean to you?
Well, I mean, I've been really fortunate over the years to have a lot of good players. And that's not just my time at St. John's Prep. But, you know, I spent 7 years as the head coach at Salem High School. And during that kind of that era, I was very lucky to have enough kids for varsity and JV just at Salem High School. Those kids won a couple conference, Northeast Conference championships. And so I've just been really blessed with good players over the years. And, you know how it goes. If you have great players, it can make a good coach.
Well, okay, you're being humble because I do remember those Salem years, and I do remember how you elevated those kids and that team, and that was something special. Do you remember your very first varsity win as head coach?
My first varsity win. Now, let me tell you, Rick. Normally, I'm really good at remembering wins, and I'll tell you, my first year, I think we had 1.
Uh-oh.
That's how this started for me.
Yep. Yep.
I think my first year we were 1-17 and we beat Lynn Classical in Lynn.
Okay.
Kind of from that point, we started to build.
Mm-hmm.
Even the first year, we had kind of a young group and we knew we could kind of build it into something. And, you know, as years went on in Salem, we were able to keep kids and win a lot more games than just 1 in a season. But, yeah, I remember it. It was
well, it's interesting you should say that because I know I'm talking with John and Jay Gardner over at Linfield. They reflect back on their first year, too. I think they had 1 win, and they had a tough first 2 years were tough, and the program grew from there. And I think, you know, Beverly's going through some growing pains. But it's, you know, I think these other young coaches or coaches who are just starting out, they can look at Coach Hansen and say, okay, well, you know, look where he ended up. Look where he's doing with it now. So that's very inspiring. What about your first win at the prep? Do you remember that one?
My first win at the prep, I believe, was in Vermont. We used to play in the Bellows Free Academy Bob White Christmas tournament. We went to Vermont. We tied our first game 2-2, and then we ended up beating Essex 5-0 in the second game. So I generally have a pretty good memory for wins and losses over the years. But, yeah, I do remember them.
Yeah, I know. I think it's, I don't know if it was the Winthrop coach or who I was talking to, but he generally doesn't remember the wins, but boy, does he remember the losses.
I tell you, all the years of doing this, including winning some state championships, and it's the losses that stand out to me more than anything else.
Well, I think that's great. As coaches, you show the competitiveness that trickles down to the kids, and it's a life lesson. Let's turn our attention to Catholic Memorial, Coach. I know you don't have them next, but maybe a comment on this week's game, and you'd have got them after Newburyport. So how are you looking at things right now?
Yeah, so right now, obviously, my focus is on Saturday, Newburyport, because that is our Derek Hines game, which obviously Derek's family comes out, and it's a special event for us.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of conference games, we have one left, so that's our focus. Beyond Newburyport is competing against CM, and the winner of that game wins the Catholic Conference. So we know it's going to be a battle. I mean, they're a great team. They're really equal to us. Although we did beat them the first game, it could have gone either way. So that's a team that's extremely dangerous.
Okay, and the rest of the way, again, I know that you're focused on Newburyport, but is it a challenging schedule for you? And I say that very advisedly because I know any game can be challenging.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We still have two really important games against Reading and Franklin. And those are two teams that have done really well this year. Obviously, they're public school teams, so they're going to come out at us and give us everything they have. Those games are always a challenge for us. So we got some really difficult games left, and there aren't many nights that we come to the rink where the games are not competitive and you earn your wins.
Well, absolutely. Wherever the prep shows up, everybody wants to give their best effort against what has usually been the best. Coach, any final thoughts maybe on your – I know Phil Stacey mentioned Coach Taché. You want to mention him a minute?
Yeah, I've said this. I said this to Phil. I've been so fortunate to have this – at St. John's, I've had the same coaching staff basically intact for all 16 years.
Wow.
My 7 years prior at Salem High School was Jeff Taché and I were there together. On Saturday, we'll actually have our 500th game together.
Holy cow.
Which is just such a mind-blowing number to me because it just kind of tells me how long I've been doing this. And it's a crazy number. So, but it's been a lot of fun. And, I probably would not have done it all these years if it wasn't for people like Jeff and Scott Hintosh and Dave Hennessy that I've been coaching with.
Sounds like you could probably finish each other's sentences, too, at times.
After 16 years, we have a lot of laughs in the coaches' room, believe me.
I'm sure. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time again. Congratulations, and we'll talk soon. Good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach. That is St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.